All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Warner Circle. It's your girl Tiffany, and I am here with my girl Brittany. Remember to share, comment, like, and subscribe. And we're just going to get right into our BB Live feeds. But first, I want to say, Brittany, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on the Warner Circle. Girl, I've been looking at them tweets. I said, Brittany got a lot to say. Let me get her in here.
Tiff, I am so excited to be on here. I literally saw that you had your own podcast. And firstly, I'm so proud of you. I mean, own podcast, what's coming, own show better be next. Own show. Here we go, CBS. Let's make that happen. But no, I'm just so proud of you. So literally when you asked, I was like, of course. Is that even a question? I'm coming on Tiff's podcast. I'm so excited.
I love you. I love you. You have such, like, I've been looking at your tweets and your perspective is so right on point. And you have such a very straightforward but polite way of putting things. I said, I'm going to have Britt start rewriting my tweets for me. I just respect you so much. For many things, a great young lady. I'm so proud of you. And thank when you. You teach me how to dance, I'm gonna be just like you.
Absolutely. I actually was just making a little photo collage of all of our BB23 memories, and the photo of us doing the savage dance is in my little book of memories.
It takes up the entire book because I think I kind of got the woe a little bit.
It's you like, did. As long as you just don't go like this. As long as you don't drive the car, you're fine.
Girl, driving the car, whatever. Anyway. I don't have it. One thing I can do is talk, though. I can run this mouth all day. But if you want me to, if it come to running these legs, it's a no. I'm dancing, it's a no.
Hey, but anyway. You have rhythm, though. You do have rhythm.
You believe in me.
Yeah, I do believe in you, because I've seen you do the other dance that I taught you in Toronto, and you had rhythm there.
Was that twerking?
No.
Oh, I could twerk.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Let's give you guys what you came here for.
Absolutely.
Britt, tell me. I'll let you start. You are my guest. You know, did you watch the feeds yesterday?
I did watch the feeds yesterday. It was a marathon. Oh my
girl,
gosh.
I was
like
up.
That whole saying of like, it's a marathon, not a sprint. I was like, y'all are for real on this. It is really a marathon, not a sprint. There were moments though, where like, I was just laughing so hard at some of the things that were being said. And then there was the one moment where Amira was in her room with four members of the Leftovers. And I lost it. I was like, oh
hey,
no.
The Leftovers are playing Big Brother. So here's where we left off. I left off with, the Leftovers being formed in the HOH room, Taylor being excited about it. We knew that when they went to bed that night that they had a plan in motion to backdoor Amira and Terrence. Yesterday, feeds come on in the morning. I'm not really sure if there was much activity before the veto. I didn't see much going on. I was trying to check in on some conversations. Not a whole lot. But after Vito, I see everyone in the back room trying to figure out what the heck just happened. Everyone prior to Vito was so confident, the Vito ceremony, that is. Everyone was so confident that Taylor was going home. They were treating her as if she was already gone. Jasmine, with her back on a consistent swivel, turned to Taylor, never facing or including her. It was so predominantly apparent yesterday before they knew that she was going to not be replaced. But they were in there in the back room boo-hooing. Amir, super shocked. Amir had a whole plan about what was going to happen this following week and how she was going to do this. And Twitter was funny with the using my meme, my gif, like, I don't know how she's going to do that from home.
I left it about three of those. Everyone was using it. It was funny. I thought it was great.
and so just to catch people up. So we've got Turner replaced Amir and Terrence on the block. And now Amir and Terrence immediately start blaming Indy for Turner's decision. And I guess, you know, Turner might have. I would love to hear Turner's speech, but apparently he said something about the bullying and how Taylor was being treated, and I don't know if he called her out specifically, but it seems like he brought up the fact that there have been some really mean things being said.
Yep.
And so everyone is really trying to find out where to point the finger. Not one finger has been pointed at anyone's self. Everyone is like, oh, well, you know, Indy did go upstairs in the HOH room and call her a bitch. She said she wanted to throw soup in her face. It's got to be Indy. Like, why, you know, why would she do that? Terrence is totally clueless as to how he's thrown her under the bus. I mean, even Turner, I like that he's got this change of heart, but Turner was just dogging her out like the first day of his HOH.
Yep.
He didn't like her. Many people have said, I cannot stand her. They are all with fault.
Yes.
In the bashing of Taylor. So it's interesting how this amnesia comes out. Terrence, I actually have it that Terrence said to Monty, he doesn't know who has said crazy things about Shorty, meaning Taylor. I said, You
literally, I've been so shocked. Terrence has been one person watching the live feeds where, like, he'll say something about Taylor and I'm like, wait, did you really just say that? Like, I'm almost more surprised. I mean, not that I should be more surprised, but, like, I don't know. Like, Terrence, it's just like when Terrence and Taylor have conversations, they seem to go in a relatively well manner. Mm-hmm. And then just whenever Taylor's not there, it's just complete 180 flip. And I'm like, wait a second.
He's very two-faced. For 100%. To be a grown man raising children, he seems it will. If I did not know any better, I didn't see what he said behind her back. Like, for Taylor, I could imagine that hearing that he's been saying things about her comes as a total surprise.
Yes.
Because he will talk to her face as if they are really genuine friends and he has her best interest. Except he did kind of say something the other day where he's like, you have to stop talking slick to people. You know that young lady has not talked slick to nobody. If you are in this game and you are in this house and you can't tolerate the way Taylor has been talking, you're playing the wrong game.
Correct.
Oh, everyone absolutely. In there has been way more stern, way more slick, way more snappy, way more disrespectful than what she said. And I'm not just taking up and defending her because I like her. I am actually watching what's going on the live feeds. And funny thing is, I haven't even really been watching the show. So I'm not even getting my perspective from the edited version.
You can't because they don't show anything. The edited version, the only thing the edited version has shown so far, they showed one thing about people talking behind Indy's back and saying not very nice things about her. But I mean, they have not shown one single ounce of the bullying and the ostracizing and the isolating that they have all done to Taylor at this point. And what's curious to me and what I'm curious for on Wednesday, or hopefully whenever this Vito ceremony gets aired because of the date switch, is what are they going to do now? Because Turner's ceremony, obviously we had heard, is now about the bullying and it brings it all up. So are they going to show it? Like,
it's interesting because there have been times where the Vito speech was cut.
Correct.
But it would really be a slap in the Big Brother fandom's face, the viewers, whether you are a casual or a live feeder, to not get the real story, the real game that's being played.
Oh, 100%.
If Turner's speech is cut, that just shows you that editing has a whole nother agenda for the way this show is being presented.
And it's crazy too, because like I'll go on lives and like half of my people on my live are live feeders. The other half are casuals and they're coming to me like, who's bullying who? What's happening to Taylor? I'm like, y'all still don't know.
No, they don't know.
I'm like, it's been 3 weeks. Y'all don't know. And so I'm sitting there. I'm like, look, I'm going to explain it to y'all because I got no problem doing so.
Yeah.
Because Taylor's not just my favorite person in the house because of everything that's been going down. Taylor's my favorite person in the house because she's my favorite person to watch. She has the best conversations, in my opinion. She has the best positive attitude throughout everything that she's been going through. And I really enjoy her opinions on a lot of things. And I love hearing her in conversation. But no, I think everything that's been happening to Taylor has been absolutely appalling. And I think it's just embarrassing. I mean, they're all adults. You don't need to play the Big Brother game like the way they're playing it. There's personal and there's...
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country. Anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Game, and there's a line that's been crossed big time. And I just don't think in the Big Brother game you need to go there repeatedly over and over and over again. At that point, I just think you don't know better, in my opinion.
So, you and I lived in the house together, and I'm kind of recognizing that your perception is reality. When you live in the house, you don't have any outside factors influencing you, regardless of what people who have never lived in the house think. Production doesn't give us anything.
No.
You are yourself. Those are your words. That's what you think. You are operating on your own. There's no one in the DR asking me if I am... there's no one giving me any tips on anyone else. They're just asking me to relay my conversations or my actions back to them for whoever is going to watch my DR session.
Correct.
But it seems like, and I think this is true, that the way that they have been behaving since week one, to them, it is normal. And this is like the normal way that things will go because they believe that this is true. Taylor aside, they just really believe that they're not saying anything wrong. They're not being disrespectful. They're not being bullies because that's their perception.
Correct.
And I don't even think that when they come out of the house,
they're going to
know. Because if you look at it, all of us were in the house together. We came out. We acknowledged some things that we could have done differently. But fact of the matter is, we still feel the way we felt about people in game and strategy in the house. We still feel that way.
Yeah.
So I don't expect anybody to come out and be like, oh, I was absolutely wrong. I'll even use Big D as an example. He's one of my best friends. I love Big D to death. I love him because he is willing to learn and he tries to correct his errors. And even though he apologized when we first came out of the house, he apologized. And then he also said, but in my community or the way me and my friends do things, it's okay to do that. So I wasn't trying to be the way you're perceiving me or the way you're saying I was, but I am sorry that I said these things. It's like a backhanded apology.
Yeah.
So it's almost like they'll come out and they'll say, oh, well, yeah, I could have treated her differently, but I bet they will still feel the same way they feel towards her when they leave out.
Yeah, that's interesting because the only person that like after coming off of our show that I had a conversation in that realm with was Kylan, because I didn't talk to Kylan for 3 weeks after the show ended. And then Kai called me or texted me when I was in Gainesville visiting my sister. And he was like, hey, can we talk? I would love to just kind of clear the air. And I was like, sure, we can talk. So he FaceTimed me and he was like, Britt, he goes, I know that I have done things wrong to you. I know that I have said things that were wrong to you. I know that I treated you in a way when you were walking out of the door that was very disrespectful. I'm here to apologize, but I'm also here to listen to your perspective. So for an hour, I went on, and I mean, I had the points on lockdown at that point. I went point to point to point to point to point, and he just sat there and took it. And from that point on, he listened, he accepted it, he apologized for everything. We had conversations on certain points, and then we were like, you know what? Like, let's see if we can build a friendship out of this, because now the air is open. We've gone through everything we need to go through. But I respected Kylan a lot more for just sitting there and listening to everything that was said that I had a problem with, or that I just didn't feel like needed to be said, like the getting in your face and all that kind of stuff. So I do hope that they can recognize where they went wrong. I hope they can, because I just, it's really just left me dumbfounded this season at points. Like, there was one point, Tiff, where I couldn't even watch the live feeds. Like, I had to stop, and I just watched Twitter, and I was like, this is making me sick, because this poor girl can't do one thing right.
Yeah.
She can't walk into that. She literally walked into a room and she's wrong. I'm like, she took two steps forward.
Her presence offends people. And now they would like to silence her. They would like to silence her. I want to catch up with, because that brings me to the point of Nicole trying to rationalize her behavior towards Taylor. And Nicole has really, she's really changed my mind about how I felt about her preseason and where I feel about her today. So, you know, Terrence, when this first happens, where Amira and Terrence are put on the block, everybody is trying to figure out what's going on. They are blaming Taylor almost for Turner's speech going, Terrence actually said, well, she's a monster, bro. She's plays the victim. You know, she lays in her bed and acts like she's depressed. Everyone is like kind of throwing it back at her. Like, well, that's the game she's playing. She's playing a good game. She's acting so depressed and sad and isolated. But you guys have actually isolated her. Monty tried to have a conversation with the ladies, Nicole, Alyssa, I'm trying to think, was Amir out there? I don't think so. Nicole, Alyssa. I know those two were outside.
Was and he's Indy like, out hey, there?
Was Indy out there? And when they were in the around the hammock?
Yeah. Oh, no. It was Monty, Nicole, Amira, Alyssa. Alyssa was out there.
Okay. Because
it was the three of them first, and then Alyssa came in and Nicole went off on her.
Okay, so wait a minute. You're right. I gotta go back. Let's rewind. So when they were in the back room, because that's where they all had convened after Correct. The veto ceremony, Alyssa makes a comment about Turner having nominated Amira and Terrence because he couldn't nominate Indy because Indy was paired with Alyssa and he's got a good relationship with her. But Alyssa said, I heard from someone, not Turner, that he wanted to put up Indy and me, but him and I have a good relationship. So that's why he went with Amira, because she's like his next biggest threat. Well, she heard that from Nicole, and Nicole was sitting in the back room on the bed when Indy made the comment, which it looks like she slipped up, but she didn't fix it. She reiterated it like three more times. Nicole is sitting there fuming, and it's probably the only time I can empathize with where she's coming from, because Frenchie did that to me.
And to me. Oh, he did it to me in front of Frenchie Christian, Alyssa.
Yeah. Yes. He's remember? He's like, I knew who threw the rogue vote, but I'm not going to say who. I said, what? So you're just going to tell people that you know who threw the rogue vote, but you're not going to say who it was? Yeah, I want you gone. So I can understand Nicole being upset, because she's like, those are my words. In the game, when someone will repeat what you said in front of you and act like they're not going to say who told it, time is irrelevant in that house. I don't even trust you now, because just like you said, somebody said it. Someone else can pull you and get that information of the name of the person Correct. Who said it. You Correct. Were comfortable enough to release that information in my face. How do I know you won't tell somebody it was me? And at any point in the game, you can tell somebody it was me. It doesn't have to be today, tomorrow. It can be when I'm about to win. You like, oh, yeah, nah. And me and you could be on the block together. And you like, well, she was actually the one who revealed that. Whatever the secret is, a secret is very valuable in this game.
100%.
So that's when Nicole and everybody left. They were like, let's go outside.
Yep.
Nicole went outside to the hammock. She comes storming through the kitchen, almost like she's having a storage room fight with Big D. I can't trust nobody in this house. She comes storming through the kitchen.
That we weren't eavesdropping on the entire time. Continue.
She makes her way outside. Daniel, who's supposed to be her number one, he's her number one. She's his number one. She goes outside to the hammock. He tries to come outside like, hey, because he was upstairs. He heard her, as a friend would do. He's like, what's going on with my friend? He comes outside to the hammock. She allows him to help her get situated because she couldn't get in it. And then he's like, what's going on? She says, I just need 5 minutes. He goes in the house. He's like, fine. I respect that. I understand. He goes in the house. They're in the kitchen. Monty, Alyssa, I think Jasmine rolls in. And they're like, what's the matter? And he goes, I guess someone said something, repeated something that she said, but she did say she needed 5 minutes. Alyssa says, well, I'm going to go talk to her now. He's like, yeah, but she says she needed 5 minutes. To him, he's like, hey, respect her time, respect her peace of mind. Correct. Somebody say they need 5 minutes, give them 5 minutes. Indy goes out there. Alyssa goes out there anyway to the hammock. He's looking out the kitchen window, out the kitchen door. He sees Alyssa doesn't get turned away. It's four more people who come out there and sit down. And
hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
He's watching her tell whatever is bothering her to everyone who is not her number one.
Correct.
And he's like, how does that supposed to make me feel? I want to check on you. You turn me away.
Correct.
You sit there, however, and spill out all of your emotions to these people who we're supposedly not supposed to be working directly with because you're my number one. They should not matter. And then you talk to them and you're still not talking to me. So he's upset. And that's when Monty is also in that circle at the hammock saying, hey, you ladies can't isolate Taylor. And they're like, well, Nicole says, well, you guys were the ones having the meeting in the HOH room all night.
Oh, my God. This one made me so mad. And Monty's like, we were celebrating Joe's 25th birthday.
It was so dumb because he could have,
so
and then
dumb.
He elaborated on it. First of all, when he said you ladies can't isolate Taylor, he didn't mean one isolated incident. You guys have been in that house now for 21 days. He's talking about all 21 days.
Correct.
And so they're completely aloof to the fact, or they're delusional that they've been isolating her. And then when they bring up, well, you guys were in the HOH room, first of all, that's a setup. And he should have been like, hey, we were saying happy birthday to Joseph. And that was it. He goes on and on. Well, we were saying the guilt.
Oh,
we
this part about Alyssa and Kyle. I was like,
yes.
Why are you trying to feed this girl more? I'm like, Kyle does not want this showmance. Why are we feeding Alyssa more information about this?
That's when you know he was guilty because he didn't have to keep going. He's like, we were celebrating Joseph's birthday.
It's not in their business.
It's not. And then it started with, I'll just tell you, like, Kyle was telling us about you and him, and he just really didn't know how to handle it. She's like, what about me? And he's like, no, you're good. You're good. He likes you. And I was like, Monty, get back to that. They shouldn't isolate Taylor.
Yeah, exactly.
He completely forgot what his thoughts were and where he was going because he was so guilty about him knowing he's up there helping build the leftovers. So I'm just like, you know, then Nicole finally tells Alyssa, like, you spilled the tea about what I said. Alyssa just talks too much. She has no game, honestly. I don't know what her strategy is. All Alyssas are created equal in my book.
Alyssa's strategy to me, I'm just confused because my whole thing is like, she just spills everything to Kyle. And I don't think Kyle's her number one. And I'm just
she doesn't rank in his roster
at
all.
He doesn't rank she doesn't rank on his roster at all. I'm saying on Alyssa's roster of people that she thinks she's close with. Mm. I am just confused as to where is Kyle on this list, because she tells him every single thing and Kyle's
but that's
like,
not game.
No,
that's
it's not game. But
she's
Kyle's
telling him
like,
everything because she wants the personal relationship. That's the correct. Only thing they have to talk about. So that's her connection with him.
Even today she was talking with Indy, like literally right before I hopped on this, and she was like, yeah, Kyle said that he doesn't want a showman's, but like, yeah, well, like, we'll see what happens in the outside world. And Indy goes, well, I got asked about it too, and I think you guys should be great in jury. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, let me know your plans. Let me know that you plan to kick me out of this house. Like, she should focus more on winning the game. But not everybody comes to play to win the game.
Yeah.
Some people are looking for influencing opportunities when they leave. Some people are, if Jasmine talk about her follower count one more time.
Can I tell you, this has been something that I've been so confused about, Tiff. And I don't know if you've been confused about it too, but like when I went in the Big Brother house, right? I had a TikTok following already, but never in a million years was my objective going into the Big Brother house to become an influencer when I walked out the door. Like that was something I've been very blessed for that opportunity. I've been blessed for the companies that I've been to work with because they've been companies that I've used for years. And now I get to work with them and help them like express and create stuff, which is really, really cool to me. But like, that was never my vision. Going in the Big Brother house was like, oh, this is what I want to get out of it. Like my vision was, let's go play Big Brother and let's go win the game. And so
let's go play. Yes.
When the house guests talk about this, I'm like, really? Like I'm almost, I mean, maybe it's, I mean, but also we only played last year, so I don't think it's that much different, but like, it really just shocked me how much the influencer talk has come up.
Yeah, that's
so frequently.
That's their goal. Like, you know, and I have also never heard so many people talk about going to jury. I remember it was like week one or week two, and Kai said something to me about the jury house. I was like, I'll never know what that house looks like. I'm not even trying to see it anyway. Don't even talk. Don't say jury to me. Those are that's a trigger word. I don't a jury. And
hey,
he was
remember,
like,
it's not jury house. It's Britt's house.
It is it was Britney's house, definitely.
It's Britt's house.
But so many people in this cast are like, yeah, in jury, I just want to make it to jury. You can kick me. You can send me home if I got to go to jury. I was straight on that. But they're not playing to win. And it's obvious because there's so many different non-gameplay moves that are being made instead of the strategizing. I personally like the way that Michael is playing his game.
Yes, we love Michael.
Michael is playing. Now, let me just be clear. I am not particularly happy about anybody except Taylor.
I would agree.
However,
gameplay wise, it's a little bit different. Yes, but in terms of anything else, Taylor's the only one.
Yes, people are doing a little better and they are keeping their mouths closed a little better. And it's not always about what you don't say, because I be knowing what you're thinking. However, Michael, I wish I could have played Michael's game. Michael shows up in the room and he is a statue. He said, continue on, act like I am not here. And they will continue on and talk about any and everything. He gives nothing. He goes. But you can see his eyes moving. His brain is thinking. He's collecting information. Yesterday, towards the end of the day, while the house is spiraling, Nicole is mad as hell. Michael went into the shower and cleaned that shower. Now, they're like, you know, fans are like, oh, Michael's cleaning the shower. That's so nice of him because nobody else would clean it. No, Michael knows how to stay out of the way.
Yes.
He would have played in garbage to not have to talk to anybody.
Absolutely.
So he didn't have to lie to anybody and he didn't have to reveal anything to anybody.
Correct.
He said, what can I do to stay out of the way? In the bathroom, that's Hannah doing makeup. Hannah said, I gotta do this makeup
for 7 hours. She's like, I have to reapply this eyebrow on for the fifth time. Just give me a second. No, but like the whole thing is, it's so... I'm so intrigued by Michael's gameplay only, but like, the fact that he can really walk into a room, especially after now he's won 3 vetoes, that doesn't even matter.
Nobody is looking at him as a threat. Are you kidding me?
No one. I mean, I was comparing, I was talking on my live the other day, and I was like, I was comparing him and I was like, okay, so three wins to Christian's three wins. Christian was immediately looked at. Michael's not even being a target. I'm like, it's just, it's so interesting to watch Michael literally go in a room and just go like this.
His name doesn't come up in anything.
Nope.
When people are talking about who they need to target next, Michael is not a thought. Michael's name doesn't come up in any gossip. You don't hear anybody saying, well, I got this from Michael. Michael told me this. Michael doesn't tell anybody anything. And whatever he does tell, nobody tells on him.
Nope.
He is not bringing a bone and carrying a bone. I respect it. He is collecting all the bones and keeping them in his bank.
And think
he
about
is
it
not
too.
Dropping them off anywhere.
In terms of the alliances, like it's been so interesting to me because like post pack, he was brought in. Leftovers, he was brought in. Like he's been brought into all of these alliances by people who are like, oh yeah, Michael will do this for us. Like, oh yeah, we've got Michael. Like it's just everyone feels good with Michael right now. And I'm just, I'm astounded. And I think another person who's in a similar position, not as well, obviously. I think Michael's in the best. But I think I keep talking about Kyle's position in the house.
Kyle is playing his position.
He was very low key.
Yeah. But now he's playing the game.
Yes.
His thinking cap is on.
Yes, it is.
So someone did bring to my attention, I posted something about, in my last live, in my last Winter Circle podcast, I said something regarding Joseph kind of having this epiphany in the HOH room. And I thank the viewer, I'm sorry I don't have your username, but I thank the viewer who said to me, I am missing out on giving Kyle his credit because he and Monty realized that they were in danger because Nicole and Amira were building the jury of their own friends when they realized that how this elimination was.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Going, and they realize, like, we're helping them build a jury of their friends. We actually need to get our own friends over here and build our own jury. And I like that that Kyle is thinking that way. Yesterday they had a lot of conversations and a lot of panic about how things transpired, where Turner decided to get his nominations from, his renoms. But today, right before we got on, Kyle was in the HOH room.
Yes.
And he's saying, he's like, hey, and it's interesting because these are the things I like to hear when people talk about the cookout and strategy. And he's like, you know, one of the things that the cookout did, he said they had their duos and they had their pairs, but even when they were not in power, they were able to eliminate their targets. They were able to get the people who did become HOH to eliminate their targets. And that is very true. And he's like, but I don't know how to do that. And I think that it's hard for them to do that because there's been so much chaos in their house. No one trusts anyone.
Correct.
We were a different group. We actually did have real love in our house. We loved each other from night one. Not that I don't know what kind of love they talking about. That's a dysfunctional love over there. But
it's
we
not
actually
even a love. It's not. No, I don't, it's not a love. It's a dysfunctional family. Not even a fan. I don't even know what I would call it. I would call it a collaborative business meeting.
with no income.
With no
no product, no income, no services.
No they salary. Just
like, no nothing. No funding. Just like we together.
And I talk about this all the time. We, and like, I mean, Tiff, you said it best. We were a family. in mm-hmm. that house. And like my mother talks all the time and she's like, Britt, I'm so glad you landed on BB23 because I don't know how you would have lasted in BB24 mentally. I don't know if I could have done it.
Or even come out.
Exactly.
When you come out, like, how are you going to be when you come out?
Correct. And like, that's why like we had dinner together every mm-hmm. single night. We were playing games with each other every single night. And the house guests today were like, what do we do on Tuesdays and Wednesdays? And we were like, well, we got Mafia, we got Cops and Robbers, we got dinner to cook for 3 hours, we got
they're
things
so
to do.
Divided.
They're so divided.
There's so much dissension in that house. They're just so divided that when they have an alliance that is in power, they don't have the relationships to still influence the other alliance's decisions.
Correct.
They don't, and the influence in the house changes from like week to week. And Aza said it best. Frenchie still had an influence over that house even when he left.
Yep.
But in this house, I don't know. The influence changes. I don't know how anybody is listening to Jasmine. Jasmine couldn't steer me nowhere.
Nowhere.
She couldn't. I wouldn't follow her to nothing.
Not to the grocery store, not to 7-Eleven,
I couldn't even be the horse she led to water because you wouldn't even know if I was going to drink it or not because I ain't moving. Wherever she going, I'm going the opposite. Whatever she pray, I'm praying the opposite. Whatever she tell me, I'm believing the opposite. She couldn't get me to do nothing. And the way those women and some of the men just, you know, they roll with it, this catering to her. You're not a diva.
They literally roll with it.
They do roll. They rolling right with her.
I like,
and I'm a diss the shit out of her because she's been dissing Taylor every single day and I don't like it. And I've been trying to be nice. I've been trying to be quiet. But if I could say what I really wanted to say, I will rip her a brand new asshole and the one that would stay with Nicole so she can wipe it because I ain't happy with her either. And I said that shit. Now use your turn, Brittany. I'm calm down.
You know what? Okay, well, first, I have two things real quick. So I've sprained my right and left ankles 12 times a piece over a course of 9 years, okay? My ankles suck.
You got to get some new ankles. Go ahead.
Well, I do need surgery at some point in my life, but like not for 20 years.
I'm so sorry.
But regardless, I have flat feet, so they roll easily. But I have never had a sprain where I've needed to be completely off my ankle for more than 7 days. Yeah. That is you're off it for a week, and they actually tell you putting pressure on it is better, but now we've been fluctuating between sprain. Oh, it's broken. Oh, it's a sprain. Oh, it's broken. And I'm like, can I call the medic? I get the verdict?
Call your mama, call your husband and go home. At this point, why did I have to have a physical? Why did y'all need me to go to the doctor before I came on Big Brother? Why did I have to prove to you that I was able to compete if you gonna let this girl scoot around on a scooter and say, I'm not competing today?
Like the whole
thing, I understand she tried to compete in the veto and she couldn't. Then you need to go home.
Like
if you're not mentally well, you gotta go home. If you're not physically well, you need to go home too.
No, I just...
Because I'm tired of looking at her and hearing her personally.
My whole thing is there is a level of just respect that is gone in this house. And mm-hmm. I don't think they care, but what I keep saying this house reminds me of is high school. But
freshman year, middle school, eighth grade.
It is eighth grade. Just the fact of like, all these girls, and Jasmine's talked about it too, are talking about, oh, we want to see the females go far. We've got the girls alliance. But like, you're not a girls girl because you're ripping and tearing apart one of the females in this house who you didn't bring part of the girls because you just, I don't understand how someone constantly, every single day, can tear somebody down for absolutely no reason. Taylor has been nothing but kind to Jasmine. I mean, I'll never forget week two. Jasmine was talking so much crap about Taylor. And there's Taylor coming up with an ice pack, going to give it to Jasmine. Here's an ice pack for your ankle, Jasmine, because I genuinely want you to heal. Like,
no, I know.
Like,
You know what it is.
Disgusting.
You know what Taylor did to Jasmine. You forgot?
Oh.
You forgot?
She walked
in confident, yes. Beautiful, yes. Happy, pleasant,
she was
positive,
Taylor.
Successful,
yep.
Classy.
Yep.
She walked in herself,
yep.
Born ready.
Absolutely.
You could just tell she comes from a very nice place.
Yep.
You can tell she walked in not needing anybody or anything, but just to play this game.
Correct.
What she did was she did what Jasmine couldn't do.
Correct.
Jasmine needed to, Taylor didn't have to knock anybody else down for her to look up. She didn't have to knock anybody else down for them to put her up here. Jasmine needed to knock Taylor down, and she looks at her as if, who are you and why are you here? And here's a conversation for a whole nother day, but it's unfortunate because colorism is definitely an issue. And I believe Jasmine looks at herself as being a lighter skinned woman with these blue eyes. And she looks at Taylor as a darker skinned woman. And she's pretty much saying to her, who do you think you are to be so confident? Why are you so happy to be you? Why do you think you're so pretty? You're not. I am. And Jasmine's stanking attitude makes her one of the ugliest people I have ever seen.
I don't even know what I expected for Jasmine, but her behavior. No. Oh, never. I mean, I would hope that in the year 2022, this would never be happening at all.
It's happening.
But it's happening, and it's still happening in the house. I'll never forget. I not to change to Daniel, but real quick on Daniel, he was out in the.
No, we can change to Daniel. I want to talk about Jasmine.
He was outside. The only hour that the backyard was open today with Monty, and he was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Turner." He's like, "I understand that Turner had to make that speech about Taylor, but then like, why didn't he go around and nominate her right after that? Because he was like, because she was the house target." I was like, Daniel, number one. If someone's going to make a speech about bullying and then backdoor that person that's getting bullied, make it make sense. But number two, I mean, he's been another one that's been annoying me up the wall, down, across. I don't even care anymore.
They all can go.
They really can. But like my whole thing is like Daniel's like it just like Daniel's attitude, Nicole's attitude, Jasmine's attitude. I've been appalled.
Mm-hmm.
Like these are grown adults, Tiff.
Mm-hmm.
These are grown adults who, like, in the BB house, you may not like everybody in the BB house, but you can respect everybody in the BB house who got cast, who made it through the casting. You were one of 16 people picked out of thousands that applied. You can at least respect the people in the house if you don't like them. But you know what I mean? Like, I mean, my last week in the house, I disliked Kai, but you never heard me say one disrespectful or hurtful thing about him.
Week in the house, I disliked Kai too.
Tiff, I wish you won that HOH so bad.
Oh my gosh. You do dislike the person who actually has jeopardized your game. So that's just natural to feel that way. And
I never said anything hurt, but like I never disrespected Kai though.
It personal.
Correct. But like now it's just like, it just breaks my heart how disgusting it's gotten. And
yeah,
to
the
point
nasty.
Where like, it's a fixation at this point. Mm-hmm. And it's like a fixation. It's an obsession. I mean, you're obsessed with the
They
right
were so
girl,
uncomfortable.
Me. Really uncomfortable.
They were uncomfortable yesterday because they couldn't drag her.
I know.
They wanted to say so much more about her.
And they couldn't.
And Nicole and Daniel didn't really stop. They're just still like, it's her. They can't stand her. And Nicole is very phony with trying to act like, I mean, I like homegirl. And, you know, she would keep me safe. But, you know, it's a business relationship for me now.
Oh, my God. The business relationship comment. I was like, wait a second. Because then she said that. And then she also said in a different conversation, she was like, oh, well, like. I forget who she was talking to, but she was outside and near in the seating area. And she was, I think it was two of the guys. Monty was out there. I think somebody else. And she was like, yeah, she goes, well, if Taylor wins the HOH, obviously I'm not going to bully or belittle her but I am going to tell her who I don't want to be on the block. And I'm like, you think you have a say? I'm like,
yes, she does. She has started referring to herself as the house mom. I'm gonna be quiet on that. I am a mom. I said I was gonna be quiet. I can't.
Shout out to Christian. Shout out to Christian.
I am a mom, and I wasn't even in that house trying to be the house mom. Honestly, I got asked day one, "Can we call you Mama Tiff?" I said, "No, I'm not trying to be y'all's mama. I'm not trying to be
the mom in our house."
Damn, was it me, Ozza?
Well, no, honestly, I think it was Oz, but I'm also going to take part of the mom responsibilities. I had y'all, like, if y'all ever needed anything, I was there.
I just know we had a daddy, and that was X.
And that was X.
X was going to put us in our place. He said, come on, let's have this conversation. Let's have this chat. Maybe, you know, you take on the mom role when you're leading, when you're putting people together, when you're putting out fires, when you're actually showing love and compassion, when you are actually nurturing, when you are building, when you are encouraging, absolutely, when you're diffusing fires, when you're showing people through your own actions by example of how you embrace and how you make people feel wanted and together. Play the mother role when you can keep it real with your friends and say, actually, that's really not how you should treat somebody. Correct. If you want to play the mom role, then I expect you to be the person who is able to hold yourself accountable for your own actions. You don't talk down to another grown woman while you're saying you don't want to be talked to a certain way. The way she talked to Taylor, and that's a grown woman. Taylor is way better than me, because I'd have told her where she can go and how fast she can get there. That was a no for me.
No. Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Did you see the conversation with Amira and Taylor on the balcony outside?
Yes.
When Amira, now, first of all, Amira had already made the comment of, in the beginning, like, we're not doing the black thing. And honestly, I'm not. And I feel like you were not in the cookout. And so you can very well, Brittany, feel however you choose to feel about how the cookout played their game. I don't have any say in how you feel about the strategy, the alliance, because that affected your game. So you have every right to feel how you feel about it. And I am not saying that in this season or in future seasons, they have to play the black thing, because that's not necessarily what we were doing. We just really did want to ensure that we, out of 23 seasons, can we get a black winner? Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? 100%. And the only way we could really ensure that that happened was to make sure all of us made it to the end.
Correct.
Now, I'm not saying any other season, because that has been done. That does not have to be done again. I would not even advise it to be done again, because I didn't win. It didn't work for me.
Not at six. Everyone was like, oh, Chada's coming next. And I was like, y'all, I think it's Tiff. And they were no, it's Chada. And I was like, no, I think it's Tiff.
Why did you think it was me?
You know, Tiff, I knew from the sec when I got evicted, I was asked, actually on the winner circle, I was asked who I thought was running the show. And I said it was you and X. And I said, it was
you. Not the mama and the daddy.
I said, it was you, because we were in at that point two alliances together. And I felt like you were trying to fight for me, but I knew there was something more you had to fight for that wasn't me. And that's the reason why you couldn't say yes to keeping me. And I was like, something has to be up with Tiff. X was the same way, because X was actually the only one when I gave my like campaign pitches. Mm-hmm. He was the only one that gave me a rebuttal on Derek's behalf. And so I was like, okay, X has got to be doing something. And then I thought in the hotel room that I was like, Tiff and X talked a lot while I was playing pool, actually right in front of my face. I was like, but ultimately I just thought that you two were the best covered. So I thought at six, one of you two had to come.
Mm-hmm. If anybody wanted to win.
Correct. But also, Tiff, I do want to let you know, in terms of the cookout, I mean, number one, y'all are going to go down in history as one of the greatest alliances to ever play the game. The strategy was genius. And I remember learning about, we called y'all the six until you came to jury and told us you guys were called the cookout. So I remember production asking me about Oh my God, I can talk about production. I was about to be like, oh.
I was too. I was like, what?
I was like, beep, was like beep, beep.
You are not allowed to talk about production.
But I just remember talking to the crew and they were like, well, what do you think about the science? And I was like, thank goodness this is finally happening. Because we sat there on that couch and I was like, there's never been a Black winner, a Big Brother. I was like, they're going to do it. And I was so immensely happy for the six of you. I don't take it personally at all. Like, I wanted to win Big Brother, but there is a bigger reason why Big BB 23 was born. And it was so that a Black winner could be crowned. But like that is my feeling on it. I had an amazing time on Big Brother. Obviously I would have loved to win, but y'all getting to six was even bigger for me. I'll be very honest with you. Like, it meant so much to me when y'all finally made it to six. And obviously I'm friends with all of you too. That was the best part. Was that I was friends with all six of you. I got to watch all six of you play the game. And then, like, when y'all finally got the six, I remember I was sitting right on the couch in jury. I was like, the game is starting over. And I was so excited to be like, it's now six of them. Like, they actually did it. We're gonna break history. But I just feel so honored every single day that I was part of that season where y'all broke history. Every single day.
Not gonna tell you that my eyes are wet. It's emotional because, you know, we struggled a lot with how the people we weren't including would feel, because we probably loved and had better relationships with all of you than we had with each other. And to hear you say and to understand and to cheer and to root, and even though you knew that it sacrificed, it jeopardized your game to just be honored to still play in our season, and to understand, it means a whole lot, because behind the scenes, we do get flack for it. I've been called everything, and I'm like, I can't make you understand, but to know that you actually played with us and you do understand that it was never personal, and
never
to see the bigger picture. That is why you get the love you get from everyone, the respect you get. That is why you are successful and a winner in everything that you do, because your heart is good. Your mind is open. You see the beautiful things in life. You look at things positively, and the karma that comes back to you is just the positivity that radiates right from you. It's a beautiful thing. I thank you for sharing that, because some people will say they're okay, and then you'll find out that they're not okay. And that's okay too. That's okay too. But I asked you if you had seen that, because about Amir and Taylor, because now she's like, I see why the minorities had to stick together. Now, I don't think that they're being picked off based on minorities or color this season.
I would agree with you.
I do feel though they could have at least respected that we are a minority, and because you're in an isolated environment, you don't have family, friends, a loved one here, I'm not going to make you feel totally left out and uncomfortable, because the one thing I think we can agree on is that was one of the best times of my life. I had such a fun time. And we made great relationships.
We did.
I would never want to be on BB24. It seems very miserable to me, and I would not know how to get out. Like, I would probably break my own foot so I could leave.
Like, I would be hoisting you, and then you would hoist me after. We'd just climb the wall.
Yeah.
We just walk climb the wall.
We out. Yeah. I could not. There's nothing in life that makes me want to sit around and be miserable. The money is not worth it for me.
No.
And to come out and see all the terrible things, we had some similarity to that too. Like with me, people wanted me to go back and see the things that were said about me. I didn't want to see it. I could imagine Taylor may not want to see and may not want to know. I, like a fan, want her to know those people are not your friends, girl. Screw them people. Go put your crown on and walk across that stage and win Miss whoever you want to be. But it ain't Miss they friend. No, miss me with that BS. That's what you miss. No.
No. I think the biggest difference, though, Tiff, between this season and ours is that this season is completely personal. Mm-hmm. This season, it's not like now people are starting to play the game, and there have been people that have been playing the game all along subtly. But this season is just personal. Like mm-hmm. our season wasn't personal. Mm-hmm. Like even when I got evicted, even that moment where I stepped out with Julie, I was like, this isn't personal. I was like, yeah. I signed up for a game where I had the opportunity to either make it to the end or get evicted. And I got evicted. So for mm-hmm. that reason, I mean, I survived on the block 4 times. I could not be immune from surviving on the block. I at one point, one of these times I had to leave the house. But like, even when I got evicted, I knew that it was not a personal thing. It was just game. Yeah. It was everybody, mm-hmm. everybody besides Xavier and Dara got to get evicted at some point. So it was just that, like, that was my mentality though. This mm-hmm. season, that's not the mentality. It's, oh, no, you put me
it's
up,
a popularity
this is personal.
Contest. Yeah.
Exactly. It is. And that's,
I mean, you
like,
could even use, hey, you put me up, and so now I'm going to target you as game.
You could.
But everybody is like, oh, we're putting Taylor up. We're putting Taylor. I mean, if I'm in there, unless me and Michael got a final two, I'm like, yeah, put Michael up because he's going to win. Michael is the veto king. And I think he wins only when he has to. I think he could win HOH if he wanted to. But if you are in a good spot and no one is coming after you, honestly, there's no real reason to jump out there and win HOH because at that point you have to show your cards. Correct. And you have to make someone a target, and you have the repercussions coming back to you of somebody staying and somebody coming after you. No one's coming after him. So he's in a very, very good spot.
Oh, he's great. I think he should not win HOH for the next 2 weeks at least. I don't think he should win until jury.
And Kyle almost either. But wait a minute. Can we talk about how Kyle is ready to kick Alyssa out? So wait. Okay. First, let's make sure we did everything. So we got Amir and Terrence being nominated. The house freaking out. Terrence is saying he's not going to campaign against Amir. He wants Amir to stay. Everybody's telling Amir she has the votes to stay. They're so sad that Terrence is leaving. Terrence is still woke up campaigning today, though, to stay, campaigning more than Amir. Amir, who has replaced Taylor with staying in the bed. Amir stayed in her bed all day yesterday. I'm kind of glad she knows what that feels like, to be sad and to not be safe and to have to endure wondering what people really think about me. So she believes that Terrence is leaving. She still has no idea that she's this house is totally delusional. Delusion is bigger than paranoia in this season. the guys have figured out. Kyle figured out that Terrence was with the girls because he overheard Terrence reacting to the renom saying, yeah, our side was crying. And it was only the girls, not Daniel, not Nicole. I don't think they weren't crying. And he's like, but our side was crying. So Kyle has figured out that Terrence is working with the girls, and Kyle is ready to kick Alyssa out of the house. And Alyssa is ready to change her name to whatever his last name is. I said, damn, somebody not following the line. You can't read the signs.
No, I think I will say, I know Kyle's ready to get Alyssa out of this house. I do think that he realizes though that there needs to be two people. Like, I feel like Alyssa's gonna make jury for the sole fact that they need two people to go before Alyssa, being Nicole and Daniel. Yeah. Unless for some reason the leftovers don't win HOH, and then they have to convince whoever the hell is HOH that Alyssa and Indy's your best bet. And here are the reasons why.
I'll tell you who I would not like to see in jury. And this is not a personal thing. And I'll tell you why it is. I wouldn't want to see Jasmine in jury. She's very negative and she's bitter, and they listen to her. And so if she is in jury convincing people that they should go a different way, I could see her manipulating them into voting a different way than what, because they've never played this game based on game. They've played it based on personal. So depending on who's sitting up there, I don't know if they'd make a game decision in their vote. I wouldn't want Jasmine injury. No, I just don't believe that she would open-mindedly vote for the winner. It would just be all personal. And you can tank the jury.
Oh, you can.
Yes,
100% you can.
She goes sixth. She go on your spot. That jury is going to be tainted because everybody that comes in the door, she's going to say, and I don't want to see this person win.
Wait, but she can't go juror number one. She can't go juror number one.
No, she just got to go before jury.
Okay, but here's my thing, though. Would you, I mean, honestly, though, I mean, I don't even want any of them in jury if I'm being completely real.
For real.
Okay, so here's my question, though. Out of Daniel, Nicole, and Jasmine, which one of those three do you want in jury? Because we can't have all of them be pre, so which one of the three of them is the least of the worst, in your opinion? I have my answer, but I don't. I'm not happy about my. Isn't it not a great question to ask?
Okay. All right. So I have to take my personal feelings out, right?
That's what I had to do. It's not easy, but I did.
That without Nicole, Daniel might be able to think for himself. Nicole has a lot of influence over him and his emotions. We saw that yesterday. He was very upset. They had a lover's quarrel in the back room about when they finally did talk about how she spoke with everyone else without him. And then she was very rah-rah about it. Meaning, she like jumped up one time and he was like, hey, don't jump up. She's like, I was just going to sit on the bed with you, whatever. She got loud at times and he was like, you know, don't yell at me. And she's like, I'm not yelling. So, you know, she was emotional and he was emotional. I think without her, he would have to rely upon himself. And then maybe he could help make a better decision if you're not thinking about what is Nicole going to think about this?
Correct.
So Jasmine is just Jasmine. I don't want to see Jasmine at all. So she can go and Nicole can go.
I would agree with you, actually. I think because I was honestly debating between Nicole and Daniel, but then when you split them, I had to think who would make the more rational decision. And I think when you split them, it's Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Because Nicole is just going to believe what Nicole believes.
Correct.
She operates to me as if she thinks she's right, she's right. And she's very adamant about it. And you're not really changing her mind on that.
No.
She's very fixed in her opinion of this is what I think it is. And then she comes at you with that type of conviction of her points about why. And so I think if you cut that, because she'd be wrong. So, you know, you cut that, Daniel might be able to think for himself. And it seems like he blew up on Taylor because of Nicole. And with that, then who would you say? I'm gonna go to Kylan's HOH question.
I don't have no
Skittles and I don't have no gummy bears.
But remind me about those Skittles, gummy bears, and Cheerios, because that was the most terrifying moment of my life in that room. I didn't want to answer any of them.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Who has the greatest influence in this house?
Oh, I got PTSD. I'm kidding.
And it cannot be Frenchie and it cannot be Paloma or Pooch.
Darn it. Can it be Xavier?
No, it's got to be somebody who's left in this house.
Greatest.
Who has the greatest influence? And I've really been trying to think.
This is tough.
You know,
can it be the greatest influence without talking?
It can be whoever you think has the greatest influence over the other house. Yes.
I think at the moment, currently, if I had my two Skittles,
mm-hmm.
I would put one on Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
I would put one on Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment.
Too. Me too. Me too, actually.
I would too. Joseph is...
They turned Turner's HOH into their HOH.
They really did. And I think that I just like... the fact, I mean, yesterday, I mean, give the leftovers their A+, their Oscar, their Emmy, whatever you want to give.
They need
them
an Emmy. I was wrong about my last comment too. I laughed at Nicole for saying somebody need a Grammy, and I said it's an Oscar. I was wrong. It's an Emmy.
Emmy.
TV awards get Emmys. They leftovers definitely need an Emmy.
Need an Emmy. No, yes. It was just like I see Joseph and Kyle always in conversations, and they've been adapting more of the MicroStrategy. Joseph needs to say a little bit less. Kyle's saying the right amount right now, which is not a lot, but Joseph needs to turn it back a little bit. But the reason why I would pick them is number one, for that reason of turning the HOH, but number two, just the fact of the matter of like they can be in all of the conversations and no red alerts go off.
Mm-hmm. Like they're true.
They can be in the room, no red alerts, no wee-wee-oos go off. Mm-hmm. Michael can do that too, but Michael just doesn't talk. Michael just collects. So he's not really influencing, he's storing. There's a difference.
He is the bank.
He is the Bank of America.
Yeah, he's the bank. You got the vice president and the president and the treasurer.
The treasurer. Yes. Who is the secretary?
Monty.
It really is my. I'm really, really glad though, because I'm glad he's starting to come around in the right way. I'm glad he finally realized, a little bit too late for my liking, but he did realize that what he thought about Taylor was wrong and that she actually was telling the truth. And that moment when he figured that out, not that I'm happy that he felt bad, but I'm just glad that he realized.
I don't think he felt bad enough, but go ahead.
Well, no, I would agree. I'm just glad that he finally realized his. I think he's got a lot more apologies to give Taylor than I think he's given. But
my foot is still on all of their necks, Brittany. I ain't clapping for none of them. Prove it to me.
No, I agree, and that's why it's important.
Yes.
That's why it's important though to talk strategy versus personal, because personally, the only person I like in the house is Taylor. Because my whole thing is, if you've not been one of the people that have been bullying, ostracizing, and isolating Taylor, if you've been a bystander, you're just as guilty in my book, because you're not doing anything to stop it. So at that point, if you're standing around and you're letting it go on, I blame you just as much as I blame the person next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're hearing it and you're thinking to myself, that's okay. Or I can't speak on that because of game. No, absolutely. You better speak on it. Because that crosses.
Because that's
the
who
line.
You are as a person. We are here to play a game, but you are also showing, people are watching you and your character is on display.
Correct.
And is this how you want people to believe that you are?
100%.
Well, Brittany, I thank you for coming and sharing your perspective, giving so much insight, shedding so much light. Where we have left off on the feeds is everybody, it's been a very relaxed day. Everybody's just kind of chilling. The guys are trying to figure out how to implement the cookout strategy, the master plan, to have a greater influence over people who are not in their alliance. So when they're not in power, they can still not be targeted. I think that's a great way for them to look at going, because they're paired up with a buddy system. So they, and what can change is we don't know if they're stuck with these partners or if they're going to do like the challenge and randomly switch them every week. That's very interesting. We'll find that out. I want to remind our viewers again to like, comment, subscribe, and share the information.
Y'all better do that right now. Right now.
Yes.
Right now.
Brittany, make sure that you let us know where we can find you and how do we find you, Brittany?
So I am on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We're new to Twitter, so bear with us, guys. So Twitter, I'm just Brittany D'Angelo. Instagram and TikTok, I am Brittany_D'Angelo. Don't ask me why it's different. But you can find me there. We have a good time. We dance a lot, so beware.
Brittany is amazing. If you're looking to start your day or end your day on a high positive note, go check out Brittany. She brings the best energy. And I think it's just fair to say, and a great piece of advice to everybody, including myself, it is okay and preferably preferred to spread love and kindness. Show a little grace to people.
Absolutely.
Give people the benefit of the doubt. Don't always assume that the intentions are bad. Give people the benefit of the doubt. Show a little grace. Show some love and kindness out here. We need it.
Absolutely. We cannot do without love and kindness in this world, and we surely need more of it. So spread it to everybody, spread it wide, spread it far, and spread it to yourself too. Give yourself that love and kindness
too. Love yourself.
I'm giving myself a spa day in 3 weeks because I need that love and kindness from myself.
Give me one too. All right, guys, we are out. Britt, thank you for coming out. And
love you, Tiff.
I have to have you back.
Oh my God. Whenever you want. Whenever you want, I'm here.
Thank you, Brittany.
Love you.
Love you too.